All right, Coach, I know this is always the hardest part of the season. I guess just first off, speak to the message to the boys and kind of the thoughts overall.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really, really good football team. It's hard. You know, their coach and I were kind of talking before the game and after the game. It stinks that one of us isn't going to the Dome. And unfortunately, it's us. And so it just makes you wonder why things turn out the way they do sometimes. You know, you work hard for things and it just didn't go our way, and that's just the way football is. That's the way life is. And you know, we try to build some of those lessons into what we do, and I'm just proud of these kids. They fought so hard, not just tonight but all season long, to even get to this point.
Fighting all night long there as well. There, I mean, had some chances there, especially in the second half there. I mean, just final two drives there especially. I mean, just
Yeah, that drive with about 2 minutes left, and we kind of had a – well, we had a couple penalties getting down there that put us back a little bit. But we were putting some plays together, and I felt like we were in a good position. I was trying to balance getting down there quickly, but at the same time, I didn't want to leave a lot of time on the clock just because I knew they could score quickly. And then, you know, they called a good blitz there on that third down play, and we tried to make something happen, and it just didn't go our way.
You know, coaches talk all the time about turnovers and you know, how pivotal they are. And I mean, those were big tonight. Speak to the significance of those.
Oh, massive. And I couldn't tell you the last game we had a turnover. It's probably been, I don't know, 7 weeks or so since we've had a turnover. We've been so good. We're plus 18 coming into tonight in turnover margin. And I think we had five of them tonight at the end of the night. So, it hurt us in key moments. We didn't quite make up for it on the other side of the ball either. I think we had one pick, and that was about it. So, something that's gone our way all year didn't go our way tonight.
I know it hurts in the moment, but, I mean, a lot of teams would love to be in this spot. How do you sum up kind of the journey to tonight?
It's just been a blast with these guys. I love these guys. Every year I just kind of told them there at the end, every year the season's done, and obviously this is the immediate aftermath. But what will happen is, like, the emotions will continue to set in, and you're like, I don't know how I'm going to replace this senior class. And I say it every single year, no matter what the result is. But then we come back to work with the next batch of kids, and the team develops new leaders and new personalities. And then, we've got a really high standard for how we play. And, to me, like, it's great that we're here in the quarterfinals. It stinks that it hasn't happened as much as I would like it to. So the expectation is our group next year comes back and we do something different here.
You talked a little bit about the seniors here. I mean, helping you guys to the last two back-to-back district titles there among round of 16s there for the past 3 years, obviously quarterfinal this year. But, I mean, just speak about this senior class and just what they've meant to this program the past few years.
They've been a huge asset. You know, they had a lot of injuries when they were younger, when they were underclassmen, freshmen, sophomores. And so super talented kids that might usually have been playing varsity as probably sophomores. Ethan played a little bit as a freshman even. But those injuries just kind of mounted up early on in their careers. And luckily we got over that hump last year, helped propel us to that district title last year, and obviously doing it again this year. But they're great kids. I mean, that's the thing. They're good people. I don't have any behavior issues with them. I don't have to do much to motivate them because they self-motivate. Like, they're just really good kids from good families. We're fortunate to get that every year, and, you know, we're going to miss them.